It was the most virulent, deadly viral outbreak the world had ever seen. When the affliction began to finally relent, two-thirds of the planet's population, 4.2 billion people, were gone. For those left after, the new epidemic was one of moral degradation, survival by any and all means, a pandemic of the inhumane. But small patches of hope sprouted from the fallow ashes of what once was. And for some, our humanity remained the only thing worth fighting for.
Well, Doc, what's the verdict?
In my professional opinion, I don't know. You're definitely exhibiting symptoms, but I can't tell you definitively. I wish I could be sure one way or the other. It could be influenza or bronchitis or even pneumonia, but without proper testing.
Don't tell anyone. Not yet, anyway. Listen, Doc, can you do me a favor?
Anything you need.
Doc, I appreciate it.
Oh, man, this stuff reeks.
Hey, it's going to help us grow food. So quit your belly aching and stack it nice and neat.
Eh, whatever. We're going to take this load upstairs and then get the frame set up.
Good. But don't do any more until Warner and I can inspect
it. Hey, Wheeler? Wow, how much did you manage to get...
Hey, Fox. Man, you look beat. You all right?
Yeah, it's just a bit of a cold.
You see the doc?
I just came from there, actually.
Good. Yeah, we did all right. Got seeds and soil and fertilizer. Plus, we got plenty of piping, so we should be able to create a makeshift sprinkler system. I think we're finally going to get those greenhouses up and running at long last. Won't be a great harvest, but it'll be something.
Good. Hey, I thought Jamie went with you guys.
She was supposed to, but at last minute she got asked to help Alan with something.
Oh, okay. Then I'll go look for her. Hey, listen. Hey, Alan. I was told you needed Jamie for a project.
Yeah, I did. I needed her help with some... Whoa, Fox, you look awful. Are you okay?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm fine. Just sleep deprived. I've been burning the candle at both ends, and it's... I think it's starting to catch up with me. So, is she around?
No, she left a while ago. Have you checked with Mrs. Potter?
No, but... I guess I should have looked there first.
I'm sure you'll bump into her soon. This place isn't that big. Maybe you should get some rest first, though.
I will after I talk with her. It's kind of important. Look, I'll see you around.
Okay, see you later.
Jamie!
Oh, hey, Fox. Wow, you look terrible.
Yeah. I've been hearing that a lot today.
Maybe you should get some rest. This place would fall apart without you, you know. Taking care of, well, everything. If you want, I could bring you some soup or even tuck you in, read you a bedtime story.
Thank you for the offer, but I'm okay for now. Do you have a minute? There's something I'd really like to talk to you about.
Absolutely. What's up?
Well, this has been a long time. See, I wanted to...
Yeah?
Wow, I really did not think this through.
It's okay. Whatever it is, just spit it out. I mean, it's just you and me here right now, Fox. You can tell me anything. I promise, I won't even laugh. You know, unless it's funny. If it's funny, I'll roll on the floor and laugh until I can't breathe and you have to give me mouth to mouth.
I'm not sure that I'll need to do that. I don't think it's going to be funny. Then again, it might be funny. But I hope it isn't. It's just that... Oh, why is this more difficult in reality than it was on TV?
Fox, it's okay. Whatever it is you want to tell me, I'm here. It can't be that bad. I mean, I hope it can't be.
Well, the timing sucks, that's for sure.
What do you mean?
Okay, look, I've been wanting to talk to you about something kind of important for a while now, and I'm sort of short on...
Fox! There you are. Fox, I need to talk to you right now.
Can it wait?
I think it's waited long enough. I'm sorry, Jamie. Can you give us a few minutes?
Yeah, sure. I've waited this long. Just come and find me when you're done, okay, Fox?
Yeah, I will.
Okay, I want to know why you've got such a problem with Matt and I being together. You've been acting like he's betrayed you or something, and it's really affecting him. You barely talk to him, and when you do, you're rude and short, and it's inexcusable. He's your best friend.
I know.
So what is it? Am I not good enough for him or something?
No, you and Cohen are really good.
Do you think I'm going to hurt him or something? You think I'm stringing him along?
No, I just...
Then what is it? Why have you been acting like such an inconsiderate, self-centered, whiny, emo little jerk? What is wrong with the two of us being with each other? Why are you so against the two of us being happy
together? If you'd let me talk, I'd tell you.
So talk.
There is nothing wrong with the two of you being together. Look, I've known Matt a long time, and I've seen him with a lot of girls, but I've never seen him the way he is with you. I don't know if he said it to you, but he loves you. I mean, he really loves you. And to be honest, it bugged me a lot at first. I don't know. Maybe I did think you were stealing him from me or something.
That's crazy. I would never try to come between you two.
I know that. I've always known that, Kate, but you know I have a hard time letting people in, and it's worse with letting people go. Maybe I just thought he wouldn't have time for me anymore. But it doesn't matter. What matters is that you and he are happy. What matters is you're looking out for him and helping him understand his place in all this. I need you to be his conscience, the way you've been mine every so often.
Wait, I don't understand. You've been all broody and cold for the last few months, and now suddenly you're totally okay with...
I've been totally okay with the two of you since he first told me he thought you had great legs, among other assets I don't really feel comfortable talking about with you at the moment.
I appreciate that. This is already really weird as it is. Now I feel kind of stupid for getting all heated up over this, and it's just he's been feeling like you're pushing him away, and he's worried about you. I'm worried, too.
Look, I'm sorry I put you both through that. I had to deal with this change on my own.
He said that I should let you do that, but you know this isn't my way.
Oh, I'm well aware of your inability to stay out of things. And I understand why you do the things the way you do. Look, I've never told you this, but you've kind of been a godsend for me, Kate. And it means a lot that you look out for everyone the way you do.
Are you feeling okay? I mean, you never talk. Have you seen Doc Ryan?
I'm fine, Kate, I swear. Just keep being there for Matt and give him a swift kick in his dumb ass when he needs it. And be strong for him when he thinks he can't. And then I think I'll be able to let go of my issues. Deal?
Yeah, of course. I haven't told him either, but I really do love him.
Maybe you shouldn't wait to tell him. Listen, I've got to find Jamie.
Oh, yeah, sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt. It looked like you were maybe going to tell her something she's been dying to hear from you for a while now.
It's possible, Kate. And hey, thank you.
You just... Did I imagine that, or did you actually hug me?
I'll see you later.
Yeah, later.
Anything we can scrounge up would be great, but the emphasis needs to be on clothing, especially kids' clothing.
Well, I'm guessing their brood is growing pretty fast.
Like weeds, apparently. I need you guys to do this quickly. Just grab and go. We can sort it all when we get back.
Well, you got it. And thanks for trusting me with this.
Don't worry about it. Just be safe. Hey, darling.
Hey, I've been looking for you. Have you talked to Fox today?
No, in fact, I didn't even see him at breakfast. Why? What's going on?
I went to talk to him about his attitude.
Oh, babe. Why? I told you to leave it alone.
And I told you I'd had enough of his mopiness and how he was taking out his whatever on you.
Yeah, well, you just made it 10 times worse now.
I don't think so.
What do you mean?
Well, he didn't apologize, but he did say he knew he'd been wrong and that he doesn't have a problem with us. He said that maybe he thought that... Babe, it sounded like he was jealous of us, and he was lashing out at you because he was afraid of losing you. And then, and this was odd even for Fox, but he told me I needed to be strong for you. Matt, it was weird.
Yeah, sounds like it. What else did he say?
Well, when I found him, he was talking to Jamie, and it looked like he was going to... I don't know, but he was acting really awkward.
Whoa, hold on. So, you're saying that Fox was talking to Jamie. Were they alone? Was he fidgeting a lot? Maybe running his hands through his hair really nervously? Sweating?
Well, yeah, but he...
Oh my God, our little boy is growing up and asking out girls. I'm so proud.
Matt, he looked like he might pass out. He was really pale and waxy, and he had really dark circles under his eyes.
Dude's been under some serious stress. And I know he hasn't been sleeping much. He's been spending a lot of time by the radio, and I'm sure he's fine. Probably just needs some sleep.
I don't know. The way he talked to me, it was almost like...
Hey, Colin! Hi, Kate. Hey, have you talked to Fox? I think there's something seriously wrong with him.
What did he say to you?
That he appreciated me, and that I need to have Cohen's back. That guy has almost never been that friendly. Especially not out in the open. And he looked like he was about to fall over. I think he's sick or something. I asked if he'd seen the doc. He said everything was fine. But I'm telling you, he looked like the walking dead.
See, it's not just me, Matt. Something's going on. And Matt, he hugged me.
Wait, what?
Stop! Just stop. Back up here a minute. Fox. My Fox. He hugged you? You! Okay, which way was he heading? Something's wrong. Something is seriously wrong here.
That's what I've been saying. Matt, you gotta go find him and find out what's going on. I'm really worried.
Yeah, if he's hugging people, then something is definitely out of place. I'll find him and see what's going on. I'll catch up with you guys later.
All right.
Matt, you have to...
I know. I'll find him. Try not to worry too much.
Come.
Wow. I didn't want to believe it, but they're right. Buddy, you look like death.
Yeah, I can't. I can't imagine I'm inspiring much confidence right now.
Doc say what was wrong? Did he give you some meds or something?
There's nothing he can do for me.
Ah, come on. There's got to be something in his...
Matt, there's nothing he can do for me.
No, come on, man. Not you. No. No.
Matt.
I refuse to believe that it's that.
Matt, I need you to listen, okay? Just listen to me because you've always been there for me, and frankly, I've been a terrible friend to you these last few weeks. Now, I'm sure Kate's already told you she cornered me, but I wanted to tell you in person that I'm sorry. I never meant to make you feel like you were in the wrong or anything. You and Kate, man, I've never seen you so into a woman before, and it makes me happy that you're so happy.
Well, I ain't happy right now. Are you sure? Are you sure that it's the virus? I mean, couldn't it be like the flu or something? Maybe you just need to get some real sleep or something, you know?
Matt, it's okay. Everything's going to be okay. Now, I want to talk to you about what you need to do after I leave. And the first thing is to not let Warner get under your skin.
What are you talking about?
I've named you my successor on the council. Now, Warner's probably going to try and have a vote to get someone to...
No! No! I am not taking your place. I can't do what you do. We've talked about this. And you know... You got to pick somebody else.
Matt, there's no one I trust more than you.
What about Mrs. Potter? Or Doc Ryan, or where that guy that breaks the string cheese into little...
Buddy, I know this is a lot to take in, but you can do this.
Jake, I...
You can do this, Matt. It's going to be the hardest thing you ever do, but you can do it. You know the players, you know the moves, and I have every confidence in you to do what has to be done. I always have. Matt, sit down. Matt, I've never told you how much your friendship has meant to me.
No, don't. Don't do that.
From the day that we met, when I moved in across the street, you took me in like I was family. You've been my brother from the beginning, and I know you know how I feel, but I need
to... No, you don't. I know this. I know all of this. You don't have to.
Yes, I do. Because I'm never going to get another chance. Matt, it's because of you I made it through algebra class and history and...
Dude, you got me through English and science, so we're square, okay?
It was more than the classes, man. It was so much more. It was the late nights playing video games and the talks. You know, all the... the stupid talks where we laughed so hard we thought we were going to die. You helped me get the courage to ask out Nicole that very first time, and when she turned me down, you were the one who told me that Alicia Bennett had a thing for me. You were there when my mom's deadbeat boyfriend kicked me out of the house, and you were there for me when Melissa Franklin dumped me. You stood by me through it all, and even when you got into high school and all the jocks were telling you to forget about me, and you stayed right by my side. And then when Nicole and I got together and man, you understood that I needed time with her, and you never once complained about how little we hung out.
She was your destiny, man. I wasn't about to interfere with destiny. Especially after you ended up being right about it all along.
And then you followed me into the military. You gave up college and a football scholarship so I wouldn't be alone. That was huge. And you never once complained or regretted it. Not even after the incident that we shall never talk about again. You never said that you made a mistake. Not one time. You have been my brother from the very beginning, and I will never, ever be able to thank you. You've been the single most amazing person in my life, and I always looked up to you, and I just wanted you to know. I love you, Matt.
I love you too, Jake. Your family. You know, it doesn't have to end like this. There's another option.
What? Allow Warner to have total power? Come on, brother.
No, not that. There's a way to slow things down. You could stay for a while, at least. Maybe we can find some of the junk that Doc needs so that he can run a proper test and we can know for sure. But in the meantime, you could stay. And things could keep on like normal.
Matt, what are you saying?
You know how we went to the old neighborhood a few weeks ago?
Yeah.
Well,
I'm not going to like this, am I?
When I found that old 1911, I sort of came across a bit more. There's a lot of money, which surprised me considering they were always broke. But then I was actually surprised to find it because, you know, this isn't where they kept their stash, but I found this.
And you kept it? What the hell is wrong with you?
I know. I should have dumped it in the toilet or tossed it or just... I don't know. But I didn't. And now I think it was for a reason. This reason. To keep you here for a bit longer.
And you've been carrying it around with you for the last few... Does Kate know you have it?
No, God no. No one knows. No one saw me take it. And I don't even know why I did. It was just this feeling that I needed to. And I think this is why.
It won't help, Matt. You know that. You know that better than most what it does. You've seen it. Up close, man. And you want me to turn out like that? My God, I wouldn't even know how to... What if I did it wrong and OD'd?
That won't happen. There isn't enough here for that to happen. There's just enough so that you can...
How do you know that? I don't even know what to say to you right now. Jesus, Matt! You know how I feel about this! About all of it! I can't believe you would even...
Jake! Buddy! I don't want to lose you!
And you think this is the way to keep me?
I can't handle this on my own!
What the hell do you think I've been doing all this time? I've been preparing you for this moment, Matt. So when the time came, you could step up and protect all the people and help them build a better world than the one we grew up in. Free from things like this! I can't believe you would even consider keeping this stuff! After everything you saw me go through, after... You need to leave. Right now.
Jake, man, I'm sorry. I just...
Matt, just go.
Okay. But... I'm gonna leave this here. You do what you want with it.
Get out! Oh, what am I doing? This is stupid. This won't change a thing. So why am I... What am I doing? Ugh. Why am I doing this? Am I really that much of a coward? No, I'm not. I can't... Ugh. The hell with this. I'm dying anyway, right? I'm the kid of a dead junkie, and now I'm going to be a self-fulfilling prophecy. Maybe I'll get lucky and this will kill me instead. Maybe it'll be the better way to go.
Oh, that... Oh, I don't like that. Oh, I bet you're proud of me now, Mom. So stupid. I'm so damn stupid. Freaking coward.
This is indeed the nectar of the gods. Tonight we are kings!
We're tired. We're cold. We're constantly worried about the lost and freaky malicious.
Oh, come on! You're killing us here.
Fox, I thought maybe we might be able to take a nice little walk.
Don't leave me!
I told the captain about how you saved me out there when I jumped the wall.
Oh, now this is getting good. He's so defensive.
I don't want to weird anyone out, but I may weep openly.
Mr. Fox! You will grant this young woman a moment of your time and listen.
You're really cute when you're all uncomfortable. I can't help it.
You did this to yourself. You found us, you fed us, and sheltered us, and gave us purpose.
Tell him why! Tell him about the spy!
Fox! Fox!
Jacob Fox, did you just make a joke?
Fox actually made a joke? I can't believe it.
Three crowns. They rule Swan Island, and they need more cogs to turn the wheel.
Is he really wearing a dinosaur headpiece?
I wanted you to know that I'm not going anywhere.
Shut my hand off! It hurts!
What? We couldn't let him go. We couldn't just leave him here waiting.
I'm sorry for every bad thing I ever said about you. You are my hero!
I saved you a beer. I think she's got a thing for you, just FYI.
Why are we bothering with this? Why don't we just let them kill each other?
What lies ahead? I mean, you may have met the person you're meant to be with. She might be... someone already in your life. You just haven't realized it yet. Maybe one day soon, you'll wake up and you'll have that feeling. And then you'll see her, and all you'll want to do is sweep her up in your arms, look her deep into the eyes, and, you know. And then you'll tell her how you can't stand another minute without her in your life.
You really do have a lot of issues, don't you?
Shakes, but you died. I saw you die. I killed you.
Yeah, you didn't even hesitate either. Just saw me there, knowing that it was inevitable, and then bang! I guess it's not too different from what you're going through now.
What are you talking about?
How long did you debate with yourself before you cut those lines? 2? 3 minutes? And now look at you. Disgusting.
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
For what? Getting your first fix? It isn't me you should be apologizing to for that one.
For killing you! I should have tried to... I should have...
What could you have possibly done to save me? My God, Fox, you've been clinging to the guilt and look what it's done to you. Look at yourself. You're a friggin' wreck, man.
I don't know what to do. I'm
scared? Of course you are. You're dying, Fox. You think I wasn't terrified when I was lying in that truck bleeding out? But you got it worse than I did. You know it's coming, and you know it's going to be long and painful, and that when it comes, you're going to be completely alone.
I don't want to die.
No one does. And you're so afraid of death that you finally did the one thing you always swore you would never do. You gave up.
I didn't want this. I didn't want this. I wanted to stop.
Doesn't work that way. You paid your money. Now you gotta ride the ride.
Just go away. This isn't real. It's just the meth making me see this. It isn't real. You're not real.
You're right. It's the drugs. But that doesn't mean that this isn't real.
No. No, 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 no. Please. Please just go away. I can't do this.
Jake, baby, look at me. Look at me.
No! Go away!
Jake.
No. I can't do this. I can't. I'm too afraid.
And what's wrong with that? Fox, brother, you showed me that being afraid doesn't make you less of a man. It makes you human. I was so terrified when I shot at that first ghoul, and when it was over, you sat beside me and told me it was the bravest thing you'd ever seen. You told me that bravery wasn't the absence of fear. It was.
What we did. In spite of fear.
Exactly.
Oh, sweetie.
You've done so much and helped so many.
But it's time for you to let go. I know that you never got
the life you wanted, but so few of us ever really do. That doesn't mean your life was wasted.
They need me. Cohen still needs
me. No, he doesn't. You know he doesn't. He's just afraid like you. You've given him everything he needs to do what he needs to do. Cohen's ready to take your place, and you've known it for a long time. And he's got Kate and Wheeler and Alan and all the others to help him through anything they'll have to face. They believe in him just as they believe in you.
Look, if you don't go now, you could destroy everything you worked so hard to help build.
Jake, it's gonna be okay. I promise you.
I didn't tell them. I didn't tell any of them.
They know. You never had to tell them.
You know what you have to do. It's time. It's time. It's time. It's time.
Okay, Fox, don't say anything until I finish. I am coming with you, and there is nothing that you can say to change my mind. Fox? Jake? Oh. Oh, no. Oh, no, he used it. I didn't think he'd actually... Oh, my God, I gotta get rid of this stuff. What the hell is... Jamie, I'm writing this as my way of... Oh, what the hell did I do?
But then I didn't see him the rest of the night.
Again, I'm really sorry for butting in. I should have seen what was...
Jamie, sorry.
Matt, are you okay? What's wrong?
I think you need to read this.
It's for me? Who wrote...
Just read it.
All right. Well, calm down. Let's see. Jamie, I'm writing this as my way of saying goodbye. Cohen, what is this?
Matt?
Just keep reading.
I really wanted to say all of this to you in person. I tried a few times over the last few days, but I suppose this is how I was meant to do it.
Honestly, I'm not sure if I even have the courage to say all the things that I'm feeling, especially to you, but I'm going to try. I'm not the easiest person to get close to, as I'm sure you're aware. I tend to keep people at a distance so they can't hurt me or let me down, because that's all I've really known. But what I've really been doing is holding on to the ghosts of my past and using that as some sort of shield or something. Like all this bad stuff that I've gone through would protect me from future disappointment. It wasn't really until Kate informed me that you might have more than friendly feelings toward me that I saw how wrong I really was. Actually, Kate was the one who made me aware that I was more alone than I initially realized. And she was right. Please don't tell her I said that. The point I'm trying to make is that I kept everyone at arm's length because I thought it was easier. That no one could hurt me if I kept them from getting too close. But all I was doing was hurting myself. And now as I write this to you, it's too late to change that. Jamie, I wanted you to know that I'm sorry. I'm sorry that I never really got to know you. I'm sorry we never really talked or shared, and that I missed the opportunity to find out how truly special you are. And I am truly sorry that we never got to see what might have been between us. But what I regret most is not being able to say any of this to you myself, in person. But I'm terrified now that if I see you, if I get to look into your eyes just one more time or to see you smile, that I won't have the strength I need to do what I need to, that my resolve will crumble, and I just can't let that happen. I just needed for you to know that all the things that you felt for me, I felt those things for you. I only wish I could have been brave enough to let you in. With everything that I am, Jake.
Oh my God. Matt, where did you get this?
Would you... Excuse me, I need to... Where is he?
He's gone. He must have left sometime during the night.
Why? Where did he go?
He was sick, Jamie.
What do you mean sick? Why would he leave if he was sick? He should have gone to the doctor.
The doctor couldn't help him. No one could, Jamie. He was...
No. You're wrong. He was trying to tell me that he felt the same for me. He can't be. No. He can't be.
Jamie, I'm so sorry. Oh my God, that's why he was saying all that stuff. He was saying goodbye to me.
No, it isn't fair. We never got to...
I know, sweetie. It's not fair, Kate.
I know, I'm so sorry.
Jamie, I don't know what to say.
Oh, Matt, honey, I'm so sorry. I don't know what to...
I can't believe he's gone. This isn't right. This isn't fair.
What are we going to do without him?
I don't know. Everything is... I just don't know. I can't even think about what we need to do here without him. I don't see how we go on.
No. No, we're going to be all right. Because we're going to do what he wanted us to do. We are going to survive.
Homestead, Episode 11, A Quiet Exit. Written, directed, and produced by James Robinson. Music by Me You. Starring Travis Box as Cohen, Summer Shore as Kate, Rebecca Gurney as Jamie, Danny Hedham as Wheeler, Justin Mansfield as Alan, Jeff Mitchell as Doc Ryan, James Blend as Shakes, Samantha Stark as Nicole. Homestead is a Not Another Podcast production.